the their keeper coming up for them last few 45s, I thought, you know, they're definitely going to level it up here, you know, and that's a credit, it's a credit to them. Like, they kept coming back at us and lucky just to come out in the end, right end of the result today, you know.
Great resilience at the end there, both to come back after they'd gone into the lead, but particularly the way you defended in the latter stages there, because they were basically throwing everything at you.
Oh, the kitchen sink at us there, you know, and I credit the boys up front too, you know. You know, they always stick in, and you know, if we always have the motto, and this year, you know, if we can keep her tight at the back at all, you know, we have a chance because we have the forwards that can pop her over the bar, you know. But that's a testament to the boys up front, you know, when we were at that point down, like, they're great character to come back there and kick over the point there. And Brick, too, he missed the free or two there, you know, and you know, he stepped up again and again every time, you know, no harm to him. You know, he's great resilience, that guy, you know. Yeah.
Matches can turn on something very, very small. Peter Donnelly made a fantastic save there from Brendan McDair. It would have been a second goal. It would have finished the game as a contest. They come up the pitch and get a goal then, Thomas. Yeah. You sort of felt the momentum was with them at that stage, certainly watching it anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I said to Marty Boyle just after Brendan missed the goal, you know, I said, Marty, where are we at? And he goes, oh, we're after missing 1-2 here. He says, you know, we're playing well. He says, we just have to keep sticking in, you know. And in fairness, we did keep sticking. It was a bit, you know, last-ditch defending there at the end. But you know, we kept at it, and we always have the belief that we can go up the field and get a score, you know.
Yeah.
Credit to them, because at half time you were 4 points up. The Bricks kicked a great one in the first minute of the second half and they get five, and if anything, you know, the momentum seemed to be with you. But Glenties have this habit, Thomas. We've seen it so often in the past, and maybe going out of games for a while and allowing other teams to come back in.
Absolutely. I will, you know, at half time, you know, and we knew before today that they were 4 points down in the Tyrone final against Carrickmore, you know, and they came out and put on a massive second half display, you know, and we knew that these boys only really started playing the second half. You know, combine that with us not playing in the second half, you know, we knew it was going to be difficult. Like, but we went out and in fairness, we tried our damnedest, you know, in the second half, and it just things didn't go well for us, you know. But it's just unbelievable to be on the right side of the result today this evening, you know.
Unbelievable for a Donegal team to be in an Ulster final. Tilly Beggs were the last 19 years ago, Thomas. It's a long time.
Oh, geez, it is, Charlie. You know, and I can't put it into words. It's just unbelievable. You know, I never ever thought in my career that I'd be in an Ulster final with my club team, you know. And it's just brilliant, and we'll not fear anyone in the Ulster final. You know.
Well, you've won a Donegal Championship. It took you a long time to come back and won the second one. There's some people suggesting maybe your name's on this, because Tracar should have had you out if Pat McVerney had kicked the point. Jens Woolley had you beaten Donald Park. And up in Kingscourt, it didn't look good for periods as well, Thomas. So is it the case that Leif Donald are going to go all the way here?
Well, you know, when you are winning, you have to ride your luck a bit. And absolutely, we have taken every wee bit of luck, you know. And hopefully in 2 weeks' time against Crossmaglen, we can have another wee bit of luck. And, you know, with the team I think we have, you know, we've good forwards. And if we can keep our middle and tight at the back at all, you know, we have a very good chance. It's 50-50 in all of our eyes, you know.